Hey, don't worry about the late reply. As you noticed, my reply to your reply was also kind of late. But also because I didn't expect any reply. So, yeah, yours being late is not a problem. Also, I apologize if this is awkward or weird, but you sent me an audio, so message, so I thought sending you one would be the proper response, though I don't really know what the proper response is since I don't go to FSA that often. I know like normal, I can, normal social stuff to a certain extent, but I have no idea what it is here. So if I'm being awkward or weird or just annoying, or if you're just not skating and you're just someone else listening, and you think I'm being annoying or posting about it too much in the thread, I'm sorry. I really don't know. Also, I'm gonna have to apologize. This is gonna be way too long. I've tried to cut it down, and I just can't. But yeah, I wasn't really lurking as such. I just have Threadwatcher active, which is why I took a day to get to you, because that's just the next time I opened 4chan. For the FSA comeback, that makes complete sense. There's only so many places that you can really go to or come from, especially starting out. I would imagine too, especially starting out years ago, it must have been it must have been much less than it is now, I would assume. So yeah, that makes sense. Like I said, it was just surprising. It sounds silly. I guess it's kind of the same feeling as when you're a kid and you see a teacher at the supermarket. You don't really think of them. I mean, you know they're people, but you don't really think of them like buying groceries or, paying for milk or getting their bills done. As for original home and fondness, I can completely understand. I don't feel that way about anywhere, like physically in person, but on the internet, I have felt that way. And I think even though all those spaces are gone now, I can definitely relate because even though when I was in high school, at least, is probably when it started, I did have like real friends, but online friends definitely felt more open and understanding. And I just felt happier and more confident. And sometimes that was a lie, but a lot of times it was genuine. And even if people can be meaner online than they are in person sometimes, there's a sort of interesting camaraderie, I guess. It's hard to explain. Hopefully that makes sense. Truth be told, I've always kind of been envious of you and similar, I guess artists would be the word, voice actors. Because, I mean, I've always wanted to give back, but also for ways I've been helped, but also just because I think it helps a lot of those kinds of people or people who have been through that kind of stuff. I've always wanted to really do that. Also, you don't have to go outside to do it, which is great because even though I'm not particularly socially anxious, well, I mean, I can be, but I'm not like scared usually. I am really introvert. Also, but unfortunately, I don't really have like a hot voice for that. I don't hate my voice or anything, but I don't really have like a strong, dominant, commanding voice or a cute, feminine, submissive voice. I just kind of sound like awkward, like twink. I can sound like confident, awkward twink, or like confident, like average twink, but that's really about it. As for being sorry, it's okay. It's not your fault. Not, I know that's not what you mean, but I don't know what to say in response. I appreciate your feelings and empathy, truly. For relationships, I really appreciate that. But I think I have it better than a lot of other people do. A lot of people, especially places like here, don't have anyone that's interested. Whereas, I do have people that are interested. It's just that most of them are toxic or uninteresting or just people that think I'm underage. Luckily, I've got less of that as I've gotten older, thankfully. I still do get it occasionally. or just people that I'm just not interested in, as blunt as it is to say it like that. I think I have it better than a lot of other people, at least. I feel similarly to as you do to other people, though. I always think the same way. It really hurts hearing from other people. But I know it sounds depressing, but I'm really fine being alone. I'm not happy about it, but it's just been that way for so long. You know, I have dated people, you know, I've not been single all my life or anything. But, you know, being alone so often for so many years or just such a percentage of the time, it just begins to feel normal in a way. It's just upsetting because it's a weird feeling when so many people want you, but no one needs you. As for sex, yeah, no arguments there. It is nice, definitely. Both kinds, gay sex, straight sex, they're both great. But I don't think they're all they're cracked up to be. I mean, I like it, but not, it's not revolutionary. I definitely give up 10 "you're so impressives" for one genuine "how are you?" Though I know that's not how society works, you know. Sorry, excuse me. It's not really how society works, though. You know, you grow up and people just stop caring, and you're not really supposed to express your emotions or certain emotions. I mean, even to friends. So in a weird way, I'm kind of lucky that I have so much practice. You know, a lot of people, they turn into adults and they just don't know what to do. Of course, that's, I think, more of a male problem. I mean, at least from what I hear from my female friends, they seem to have the opposite problem where people care too much and people just talk to them like on the streets. But I don't need to explain your own fucking life experience to you. Sharing kinky stuff and fantasies with, weirdly, I don't have that issue. Maybe it's just because I'm a lot more open and libertine than most people are. I wouldn't really call it genuine as such, but people often confide secrets in me or fetishes stuff, fetishes and stuff that they just wouldn't otherwise. Sometimes they're really depressing secrets, but, you know, like I said, that, the good thing is that life experience I have helps me help those kinds of people because they don't have anyone else to go to, or they do, but I just am trustworthy, apparently. But yeah, I'm not really that secretive, to be honest, at least when it's safe to not be secretive. I do have people to share those things with, but like I said, I wouldn't really call it genuine, so it's probably not really what you intended. Also, Hugback and caffeine. Funnily enough, I have caffeine next to me too. And like I said, I'm so sorry, this is way too long. I promise you I tried to cut it down. But yeah, hopefully this wasn't too annoying or awkward or weird. And I wanted to reiterate, like I said, I really do appreciate everything you've done, as silly as that is to say.